Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got to get to this Knick game yesterday because this was epic on a lot of levels. Not only did you have the Knicks pull off an incredible meltdown, which was contributed by everybody. Tim Hardaway continues to stink. KP had a weird moment at the end of the game. And, of course, the wide open three that Kent Bazemore had that was the difference in the game. But you have something that occurred that I have never, ever, ever seen before. So you've got a three-shot foul in which, I think it was Kent Bazemore,
yes,
if I'm not mistaken.
Bazemore, correct.
Has three free throws.
Right.
After his second, everybody forgets, everybody, the officials, Bazemore, the Knicks, that he needed a third free throw. So the Knicks get the basketball. Tim Hardaway gets an end one play. And the Knicks are up five. They're about to go up six. Okay, fine. The scorer's table lets the officials know, wait a second, we screwed up, or you screwed up. There was supposed to be a third free throw. Okay. Logic tells you, well, you can let Timmy shoot
right.
his free throw.
And then let the other guy shoot his free throw.
And then let Bazemore
right.
shoot his free throw.
Which I have no problem with that.
Of course. All right. You fix it. You fix the issue. There is an obscure rule in the NBA rulebook. It's a real rule. So this is not even the officials
Incredible.
Making something up as they went along. That if a play occurs in less than 25 seconds, that's the cutoff. If a play occurs in less than 25 seconds, you can correct the mistake you made and wipe out whatever
That's
just
absurd.
Happened.
That is ridiculous.
So they wiped out the Hardaway and won.
It's ridiculous. I mean, why should a team, and I'm not just saying this because it's the Knicks, why should a team have to pay for the mistake the officials made? You know what I mean?
Of course.
That's absurd. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
There were so many mind-boggling things about this. Number
I mean,
one,
they have the rule where if you... They call something a two and it turns out to be a three. They just add the point.
Sure.
So I don't get why, like you said, after Hardaway shoots his free throw, let Bazemore shoot the free throw. And we move on.
And it's harmless.
Right.
It's just a free throw.
That's right.
We're not talking about anything that complicated. But because they have this rule, which makes no sense.
Terrible.
Well, if it's under 25 seconds,
horrible rule.
We wipe out the next play.
That's a horrible rule.
So it's something I never knew existed because I've never seen it happen before.
Right.
But how does everybody, Joe, not realize there was a third free throw?
Yeah, how do you miss that?
Like, how about if you're Bazemore? How do you
right,
not know?
Right. But you know what? It's not on him. It's on the officials.
I agree. It's totally on the officials. You're right. But it's odd to me that no... Now, I get the Knicks. Why are they going to say anything?
I right. mean, why should you?
They're not going to say anything.
Right.
But you would think Bazemore would know or somebody in Atlanta
would
know.
That rule's got to go. That rule's got to go. You know, once
gone.
The play is gone, once you've moved on and now you're playing again, you can't wipe it out. That's ridiculous.
So think about the swing you had in this game. The Knicks go up six if Hardaway makes
right,
the free
right,
throw.
Right.
So even
was it
if
about
you,
5 minutes to go in a game at that
three
point?
Three and change, if
three
I'm not mistaken,
change.
Or maybe
okay.
close to 4 minutes.
Okay.
So that's problem number one. And to Jeff Hornacek's credit, he's right about this, and I say this. That's not why the Knicks lost. The Knicks lost because Tim Hardaway's brain is up his ass. That's why. That's one of the reasons why they lost.
Took a bad shot late. I know that.
Dude, offensive rebound. There's a minute left
yeah,
on
just
the clock. Pull,
right, right.
What are you doing?
Run the time.
Oh,
yeah.
my God.
Yeah, no, of course.
But it gets better. It gets better. So we have all the things the Knicks did wrong. There was a closeout that somebody missed on a Bazemore three.
Not the Knicks. Not closing out on a three.
That never happened.
Did they ever do that?
Yesterday, no. The answer to that would be no. They never
Most days.
Did that. There is a video, and I want to give the Knick beat writers credit, but more than that, I want to give this Twitter account, Knick's Film School, a lot of credit, because they caught this video.
Knick's Film School. Okay.
They're good on Twitter. I like these guys. Whoever runs it, or ladies, whoever runs it, you do a great job. I really do. So they'll, like, cut videos during games and say, hey, look who screwed up here defensively. Look at this. Look at that. Some very good stuff. They do a good job. So they have a video which shows Kristaps Porzingis, it looks like, waving to somebody in the crowd and is distracted on that final possession where the Knicks were down three with 3 seconds to go.
Are you kidding me?
Now, before I show you the video, because this is a great job out of them. Before I show you the video,
right.
I do want to say that some Nick Ryder, I think it was Berman, must have got wind of this and asked KP.
Right.
And KP explained it away by saying, I was looking at the official and warning them, hey, look for the foul. That was his answer.
Okay.
So you know that's what he says.
Okay, let me see. Let me see this picture.
All right, here we go. So I'm pressing play.
Where is he?
He's in green. Yeah. Hi, how's it going? Oh, wait, there's a play start.
Hi. Oh, yeah, come on. He ain't telling the official nothing.
So you think he's waving?
He's doing come on.
You think he's
official?
You think he's, and he's late to set his
screen. Let me show me that again.
All right. I'm going to tweet this out for everybody.
You got to be kidding me. He's not pointing to the official. He's not pointing to the official.
He moves his finger.
Maybe it's his brother, the agent. Come on. Who's kidding?
And KP played fine down the stretch. I don't mean to pick on him.
Did miss a big free throw.
He did. Well, yeah. But that was... That looks bad.
Yeah, that's terrible.
I retweeted for everybody to take a look at. And you should give these whoever's running this account a follow, Knicks Film School. They're very good with these guys. Because I wouldn't have noticed that.
No.
I'm watching the game. I was watching the game live. I didn't notice that.
Right.
I mean, I saw him moving, but I didn't look close enough to think it was a wave.
Yeah.
And he's jiggling his fingers like he's saying hi to somebody.
Yeah.
Boy, oh, boy.
Attractive woman in the crowd, maybe? His brother, his agent?
It could be anybody. That was a brutal one. They did everything they could to blow that game.
The Hawks are terrible. They've lost twice to the Hawks this year.
I know.
Once at home.
You know,
What is it? Five of the last six they've lost at home now?
Yeah.
The only win is against, I hate to say it.
Nah, you could say it.
Brooklyn. I mean, it's a joke.
You played Brooklyn all the time. You'd be in great shape.
Yeah.
And by the way, hey, Hornacek, you actually play Trey Burke. He's not too bad when you play him, right? Friday night, Joey, didn't even get him on the court.
I know.
And the only reason he played him is because Frank got hurt.
Friday night was a brutal loss Friday night.
Tim Hardaway, man.
Oh, my God. I mean, that's a game they could have clearly won in Milwaukee.
Here's the issue with Tim Hardaway, and I said this on Saturday morning. I respect that Tim Hardaway will continue to shoot, even when he's having an off
night. Yeah, that's
what he is. He's a shooter. He's like John Starks. He's not afraid, and I do respect that.
He hasn't played a defense John Starks played.
Well, that's a different story.
That's not even debated. Not even close.
But my issue with Tim Hardaway, especially yesterday, was the dumb play. It's not that he wants the basketball and he's going to take a shot with the money on the line. I think you like that. And if you look at that last play, he had a good look. So that's fine. I don't have an issue with that.
Right.
But for his head to be up his derriere.
Unbelievable.
That's not acceptable.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.